It's time to catch the beat from Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign, and Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and Jane Addams Bookshop in downtown Champaign. For more than 40 years, Jane Addams Bookshop has been a destination for readers and book lovers of all ages. Featuring three floors of gently used books, greeting cards, journals, and more. Jane Addams Bookshop at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign. Online at Jane Addams, that's ADDAMS, books.com. As always on WEFT, the views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT Champaign, Prairie Air Inc., Station Management, the Board of Directors, or the WEFT Associates. I'm your host, Cope Cumston. I am pleased to welcome to this week's show James Lohr, licensed acupuncturist with a master's degree. He had an internship in Shanghai, China, 22 years of experience and over 60,000 treatments served at your clinic in Lincoln Square Mall, Urbana Acupuncture, which has been operating since 2011. For many people, acupuncture is a very mysterious treatment. How would you describe what acupuncture is?
Acupuncture is a physical medicine. It's a way to access, the autonomic nervous system to allow people to be in a restful state. And in that state, the body and mind are able to kind of reset. And so things like pain and stress and different body rhythms and systems have a chance to kind of, reset and find it, to use the word balance is sometimes maybe a little bit a big topic, but it's just the main effect is a very restful response. And during that restful time, we're able to get some relief or at least change maybe some patterns that get stuck.
It sounds like it's kind of healing from the back door, which is healing rather than attacking, bacteria or whatever in your body. It's helping your body circumvent the pain circuits and the worry circuits so that healing is possible.
That's well said, yes.
How did you first get interested in acupuncture and decide to go through a rather extensive training?
My background, I went to the U of I for chemical engineering, and I found late in my studies that it really wasn't what I wanted to be doing. I was interested, I was good at it, but it just was lacking that pull. So left the school and went into the restaurant world and did a bunch of that for a number of years, opened restaurants, ran, cooked, you name it. And but that only served to just sort of fill that gap. I got a lot of experience and joy out of it. I kept looking for what did I want to really do. Did that for a number of years and found that I can only go so far in Champaign-Urbana in that world, but still wanted to do something else and got an invitation to come live in New York City and figured that was going to be the place to find, if anywhere, was find what I was looking for. Again, ended up in restaurants working there. One weekend, there was a place that had all sorts of opportunities to learn different things, esoteric topics. So anyways, I took a course on a whim in acupressure, and that is holding the different, acupuncture points, different areas of using your hands to contact or stimulate the different points on somebody else. And as soon as I started doing that, my hands told me, this is what you needed to be doing. There was a connection that I felt immediately that I understood something about what was happening, even though I was very early in the game and I felt an instant connection. and affirmation of, okay, this is your stuff. I felt like I was, I was naturally good at it or intrigued by it, that it would go somewhere further. And then I got to the end of those studies and realized I could, they said basically to practice it, I needed to go to massage school or acupuncture school. So I went and I got acupuncture, actually got ear acupuncture. Maybe we'll touch on later why that's a thing. And went from there, and then, went to acupuncture school, and it continued to be something that was very exciting for me personally to learn about and to, interact with people in that way. That's what got me into it.
That's quite a path. I didn't know all that about you. I'm very glad to hear that whole story. I'm very intrigued by your internship in Shanghai. What happened there? How long was it? Who did you work with?
It was 2 weeks in Shanghai, and it was in a hospital that had both Chinese medicine and Western, they had MRIs, but they had all those departments, surgery and x-ray, but also they had wards where I saw where they were doing herbal medicine, and then an area where they were doing acupuncture. There was like five or six acupuncturists working, and the room wasn't that big at all. In fact, it was probably smaller than my clinic, but people were somewhere on, let's say, massage tables. But right next to the massage table was a straight back chair. It was a group setting, and they were treating everything from people who were feeling, emotional issues, or, they were maybe feeling very depressed or suicidal, to someone who has sciatica. It's funny, in one corner were a number of women were, they were working on their fertility. And then anything in between, someone with sciatica who also is maybe having hot flashes. And so in some ways, it was an interesting time. This was 1999 in China. So things were changing a lot socially. And Chinese medicine, there's to not get too deep into this, but there's a sort of, in the 50s, things got very formalized, very specific. You learn this. All acupuncturists learn this. Yet there was still a mixture of what is called family styles. So like with cooking, there are some very specific schools, and like chefs learn these things, but then there's family styles. You learn from your grandma how to make chicken soup. And it may be different than the French specific style of making chicken soup, and so on. So we got to see a little bit of kind of old school and what was considered, sanctioned by the Chinese government in a way, something very formalized. Because it was China and the way it was at the time, it was very bare bones. Fluorescent lights, there wasn't art on the walls. Sometimes in this country, acupuncture is more of like a spa or a very medicalized office. This was stripped down, you get your acupuncture, you go. And so there was a different ways to see how it could be used.
What is the system of identifying the points in the body that respond to pressure or needles?
It's a map. Sometimes it's hard to see this at first from the charts, maybe on that, like I have on my wall, or from, but basically it's organized into a system of, there's the back of the body, and there's front of the body and the side of the body. And then you can divide up those three areas into a few more areas. So not only is there the back of the body, there's also, back in the front, there's sort of an inside and an outside. So this would maybe be the outside of the arm, and this is sort of the inside of the arm. And then further, you have a certain aspect of the front of the body, which is sort of more inside and more access, let's say, physically to internal aspects compared to the back of the body. You got the ribs and the spine and everything that's sort of more protective and more sheltering you from external things. And then it gets divided from there, like the top of the body or the bottom or the left and the right. So it's very organizational that way. And within those, there's just places on, if you go looking yourself, where maybe between here and here, there's a place where the muscle or the bone or the tendons or even the nerves provide specific locations that have been found over the years to have a certain amount of reactivity or responsiveness to pressure, heat, reverse pressure, or areas that are more susceptible to, let's say, like the back of the head or the hips are more, for some reason, that's where when, let's say there's a cold wind, that's where you, where bodies experience maybe a certain vulnerability compared to somewhere else, which is not so bothered by the wind, you know, by a cold wind. And so, or when you're stressed, people tend to tighten up here. And it's just there tends to be patterns for all of us where tension or, again, reactivity or responsiveness sits or lives. And so then from there, you're able to work with those areas. And there's corresponding other areas that help release that. Like when you have a lot of tension up here, you can maybe work on spots in the abdomen or the lower legs that help support or release that area so things get flowing again.
That's in the shoulders. Remember, people can't see you.
Yes, in the shoulders,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And the magic of it is that, like, wow, you can push on your leg and something in your shoulders starts to relax and flow. So not only is the pain up there, but the blood starts to flow. Or because it was tense, maybe it was the circulation wasn't happening, it's colder and tighter. So it, again, physically stuff starts happening, and it works on many levels, where some points are actually really great for balancing out blood pressure, or even that these are measured. The, you know, science has shown us, or at least medical science we're familiar with, it shows that blood sugar levels will start to balance out, that it's a natural body thing that got you into that place where maybe your blood sugar is off, that you can work with the physical aspects of the body to influence some of these others. Anywhere from maybe emergency situations to maybe more chronic or anywhere in between. You know, some of those words are useful, but some of them can be a little too either or, where some of this is, you know, gray area in between, where it's you don't necessarily meet chronic or emergency levels of discomfort or imbalance in that way.
When someone comes to you and describes symptoms that they would like help with, how do you decide to apply the needles? And is there a range of how many you insert in any session?
I mainly use points from the elbows to the fingers and the knees to the toes, sometimes on the ears and head, to treat everything and everywhere. So I can use points on those areas to treat everything. Where some styles of acupuncture, they will use points more on the torso or the back to do the same thing, which actually narrows the points I can use. Then I don't have all the points, you know what I mean? So it's very effective to use those, because the way the body is built, there's more nerve endings and, you know, again, some of those, a lot more points that have a certain effectiveness on the lower limbs, the ends of the limbs, and on the head. How do I choose them is, well, they tell me some things and I ask some questions based on my experience and based on maybe more classic patterns. So again, back to what I was saying before, I kind of identify where, let's say it's pain that we're working on, like a headache, where on the head, where is that mainly living? Is it very specific or is it more general? Helps me decide. But back to the what I was saying before about the front of the body, the back of the body, the side of the body. With a headache, the front of the body tends to show headaches in a certain area, maybe below the eyes or just a, like more in the forehead, where if headache is more in the front, in very, very front, that applies to maybe more of the back of the body type points. Side of the head is more side of the limb or matching points. So that gives me a clue of where to start. And some of the ways that I find the points is you can image the front and the side of the back of the head on a certain part of the limb, either like, so a headache that is next is on the side of the head. I'll look for a point on the side of a limb that images that part of the body. I know that gets a little bit out there. I use the maps basically to help me find matching points on other parts of the body that I can map out that way. That takes a bit of time to not only get intellectually, but physically, when I go looking for the points, I actually use a physical method of pushing on different on those spots to see if they're active. And the person, I work with the person, it's almost a conversation of pressing either just before or just around the same area that I have learned relates to that part of, let's say, the head where the headache is sitting, if it is specified that way for the person. So if you can follow all that, there's a place on the hand that relates to the side of the head. And I go looking in there because different people experience their side of the head headaches different from each other. And all of our bodies are different, you know, that your forehead is a particular shape compared to my forehead. And so it may sit in a specific spot. And so that's where once I can find that spot or the general area that has a certain reactivity to it, I can decide to place that point. And then from there, to get to the 10 pins or so that I use, I'll look then from the hand, I'll go to the foot, and I'll go to the other foot. And then there's patterns of left, right, up, down, lower limb, upper limb, that forms a pattern, a shape. And then I check back with the person like, okay, how's the headache now? And immediately they can notice a change. Sometimes I'll get great answer like, oh, it's gone. Other times it's like, it's 20% better. And sometimes the answer is it's hard to tell. So working with that, there's a certain point that I get to that there's only so much you can do. Once you start placing the pin, the body starts this, what the Japanese call autonomic nervous system regulation, which is basically you start to relax. There start to be, or you start to have a more embodied sensation. The action of placing the pins makes you a lot more aware of your body. And it's hard to describe. It's more of like, again, with that conversation of finding the points, once I place them, the person's body and mind start to change. That's the acupuncture effect. And what tends to happen is they're more relaxed or they're calmer, or like I said, there's a sort of body sensation of like, maybe you feel more heavy or more light, or even this in between sensation of like, you're more aware of your body, and yet it becomes much more internalized. It's not really that you fall asleep. It's more of like you zone out and feel like in the same way, if you lay down to take a nap, at first, maybe there's a lot of busyness in your head or achiness in the body. And then eventually you kind of maybe zone out a little bit and breathe differently. This lasts about 30 to 40 minutes for most people. And at the end of it, your breathing is often easier and your tension is a lot less. Maybe the busyness in your head is quieter. I'll tell people often, depending on the severity of their situation, I'll provide them with some guidance as far as when they should come back. There's an aspect with acupuncture of frequency that to provide like the effectiveness of it. So I'll just say, if something is more severe, I want to see someone more frequently, closer together, to kind of break up that pattern of pain or stress. And again, it's that calming of the nervous system that helps people learn that they can be healing themselves if the pain is being caused by a certain, either way that they're approaching their life, they're stressing out. So they tense their shoulders. So that gives them a headache. It allows people to have a more mindful or embodied sense of their health. And repeating the treatments helps them remember. It helps their body to move to that more relaxed state more easily, is often how I experience what seems to be effective. Gives relief.
What do people say about the sensation of when the needles are inserted? Does it hurt?
Great question. And because of the clinic I have, I see that a lot. It's a lot more open and accessible. I'm in Lincoln Square Mall, and I have a big, you know, old school sort of sliding glass door that I keep open when I'm open. So I get people who found me from the internet, but I also get people just sort of wandering in and are curious. And that's frequently the question. For me, it's normal to be a little anxious about having someone place these pins in you. What I say is that I state that right out. And it's such a wonderful experience that I like people to, if they're willing, to try it out and to experience it that way and be able to share it. Also, because I find that it's a really great tool to have in your health toolbox. So generally, I start out by saying, we'll try one. We'll try one pin and see how it goes the first time, say. Generally, for the most part, people are underwhelmed by the sensation they feel. You do feel at some points, you do feel like a twinge sensation. And I feel like also this approach that I am building a certain amount of trust and giving power to the patient. Are you willing to try one and we'll go from there? Some people want to see other people get treatment first, and which is a really great thing because of the way my place is set up. It's an open ward or community setting. So I oftentimes will show people the room of other people just resting with the pins in. You know, oftentimes the effect of seeing other people getting the pins placed is reassuring to them, or actually seeing what it's like once they have them in, that they're in a very restful state. But again, I try to have it be a very equal experience as the practitioner to the one providing it. So I am able to assess too where this person is at and if it's right for them, and then offer like, I can try one now and they can go from there.
I have been to an open house at your studio, and I can just say that, yes, many of the pins went in without particular sensation or pain. I mean, there is sensation.
Yeah.
One went in, and I felt like I'd put my finger in a light socket.
Yeah.
And then one hurt.
Yeah.
And you adjusted it.
Yeah.
So that is a collaboration between you and your patient. There is a tremendous amount of information on your website, and anyone who wants to know more, I will give that information later. One thing that you emphasize is that your clinic is a place that promotes community health, and you are a member of the People's Organization of Community Acupuncture, and that is a nationwide movement. What would you say about the aspect of community in your practice?
It's huge. There's many aspects of it. Like I saw in China, is people are treated as a group. And so that was one of the first things. And much like the first timers seeing being able to see someone get a pin placed or seeing other people relax is also a huge benefit. When you have a group of people who come together in a space that's set up for this, it's, or anywhere, I've done it at the Sweet Corn Festival, I've done it in airports, I did it after post 9/11, I was doing it in all sorts of circumstances. There is a individual experience of relaxing, and there is a group experience of just being around other people in that state, that more relaxed state, but also in that community, like we're here together to do healing, and it's an okay thing. I can be working on digestive issues, someone else could be working on sciatica or neuropathy, with all the different kinds of people coming together, and it's a social aspect that you know, with the internet and all the things and COVID, right, that we've gotten very isolated. So it provides a circle, and many times in our medical experiences, we're kind of in a room by ourselves, and we're by ourselves with our own pain or suffering, and it's hard to know that anybody else might be having that. So it allows that sort of aspect to be opened up and allow people to share. Another aspect of it is we work on a sliding scale. Because I'm able to see more people, I'm able to make the pricing available to more people. I use a sliding scale not only so more people can afford it, but also some people, as a social thing, will pay more on the sliding scale to support the clinic.
I think this is a wonderful introduction for people who really don't know what this is about.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate your time and your expertise.
Oh, yeah, this has been wonderful. I really appreciate talking about it.
That wraps up our time for this week's Catch the Beat. I give a hearty thanks to James Lohr for an inside view of Urbana Acupuncture in Lincoln Square by the East Entrance. I encourage people to visit their website, www.urbana-acu.com, which provides extensive information about acupuncture itself and what the clinic offers. And thanks to Jane Addams Bookshop for underwriting this program and supporting WEFT overall. Be sure to drop by the shop at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign and visit all three floors of gently used books, greeting cards, journals, and more. Online at janeadamsbooks.com. You're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming on weft.org. All episodes of Catch the Beat are archived on the WEFT website at weft.org under Public Affairs. With thanks to Creative Commons for intro and outro music by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time.
You're tuned to WEFT, Champaign-Urbana, listener-sponsored, volunteer-operated community radio. My name's Paul Muth. I host the Friday Farm.